eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, gal, how you doing? Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hello, gal. How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing very well, gal. Tell me, where are you right now?
I'm in a small town called Buriram. It's in the northeastern part of my country. I'm on a race weekend now, so I'm traveling.
And you're in Thailand, is that right?
Yes, in Thailand.
Okay. And you said... Where was he? He said he was doing what? A race?
Something? A race weekend?
A race weekend? Are you what's a race weekend?
Well, basically in motor racing as a sport.
Oh, motor racing. Okay. I thought it was a weekend where people got around and discussed racial issues.
So very similar.
Yeah. I've been to a few race weekends and they were not what I thought they were. It was very awkward and I got very upset. Tell me, Gao, is that your profession? Are you in the racing profession?
Yes, I am. I work as a coordinator for a racing team.
Oh, wow.
So cool. I just make sure that people get to places on time.
In the race or just
on time?
Oh. I mean, Matt brings up a good question. Are you coordinating people within the race or you just mean you're making hotel accommodations and stuff like that?
Well, I coordinate all aspects of it. So anything that requires coordination would be me.
During a race, when your team is racing, have you ever had to contact a driver and say, we couldn't get you a seaside view. You're facing the courtyard. Has that ever happened?
Well, not during a race, but I'm sure I've told that to someone and they got quite disappointed.
Yes. The worst call is when you have to tell a driver, you're going to be, your room is right next to the ice machine. That's the worst.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sitting next to an ice machine right now.
Oh, no. You did it to yourself.
Gao, that's probably, you seem like the kind of guy who would put yourself, you would take a bullet for the team. You put yourself near the ice machine so everyone else gets a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. That's my sole purpose of existing at all.
Well, you seem like, Gao, that's really nice. You seem like a good guy. Tell me something. Do you come from a racing family? Do people in the family race?
Yes, my father used to be a racer before becoming a mechanic. Uh-huh. So he made a name for himself by becoming a very good mechanic. He was one of the first people who took Thai racing teams to Asian stage. And then, you know, we won Japanese championships.
Wow.
All of a sudden. Yeah.
That's exciting. So people in Thailand know of your dad. If they know about racing, they know of your dad.
Well, I don't think they know my dad as Americans know you, but they do know my dad.
Well, I didn't say
dad,
he was a beloved extent, national icon.
Oh.
the very mention of his name causes women to swoon. That would be an unfair comparison, Gao. But
yeah. Swoon isn't the word. It's like, what's like a really desperate form of fleeing?
Yeah. fighter, like a fight or flight mechanism
yes.
is triggered.
If,
yes.
You were
yes.
going to say evacuating.
Yeah, both bowels and.
Okay, there you go. Gao, I apologize for my friends. They're crass.
No,
they don't understand the ways of the world.
No need.
So Gao, so your father is in the racing business. Any brothers, sisters in the racing business?
Well, my brother is also a racing driver.
Oh.
So
oh.
He started, yeah. Actually, you know, when you have a father who's in racing, your parents tend to be quite restrictive of you going to races or, right. You know, chasing a racing career.
Yeah.
But my brother snuck out to drive a car and race a car. So my father found out and then he started a racing team just to keep my brother in check so that he doesn't go racing like anywhere else.
That's a cool. fascinating strategy.
Yeah.
You're running out there and you're racing. Instead of saying, I forbid this, he said, I'll build a racing team around you so that I'll have at least some control over your destiny.
He should have tried to start a bank.
Yeah, I know. You want to start a bank, do you?
I'll show you.
I'll give you $100 million. That'll show you. What is, Gao, tell me, what is your brother's name?
Nun.
Nun.
It means... Nung, yeah, kind very close, but it means number one in Thai. So
oh,
very
whoa.
Auspicious name. Huh?
Hold on a second. Is he your younger brother?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why
he's
is
my older brother?
Oh, he oh. Wait. Oh, he's your older brother.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was your younger brother, and they named him number one. And I thought, what did you do, Gao?
He's 0.5.
Yeah.
Wait,
point five. Come here. Say hi to one.
How do you race with the name number one and ever lose and live with yourself?
Right. I think that's the
that's what keeps
Ponzi,
him winning.
I guess.
Does he? What's his attitude like? What's tell me about your brother? Is it Nguyen?
It's Nung.
Yeah, you got it.
yeah, you got it.
My favorite thing. I'll do it every time. Yeah,
and you should.
What's he like? Compare. You know, how are your personalities different?
My brothers. You know, if you, the typical stereotype of a racing driver is that they're handsome, they're fit, and you know they are Casanovas.
Yes.
So you know, picture. A racing driver with all the girls
yeah.
beside him.
Yeah,
my brother was kind of that until he got married, so he's always the one with the girls.
Wow,
you know,
wow.
Sona, you're lighting up.
I hate you,
yeah,
ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Number one.
Let me ask you a question, Gao. Is it at all difficult for you? I come from a large family, a lot of brothers. Mm-hmm. Is it at all difficult for you that? You have a brother whose name is number one. He is the first.
Yeah.
And he's handsome and charismatic and a Casanova. And your father built this whole team around him. Is it tough for you? Do you feel like you're in competition with your brother?
I feel like I'm out of competition with my brother more because I, you know, I'm in a different league. He's in a different league.
Oh,
so
I don't think
no.
so. No, Gao, no.
I'm team Gao.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, our slogan you. Is, there's a lot to do with number two.
Yeah. Nothing evokes a more pleasing image than number two.
Yes.
No.
Two us up.
Gao, you are wrong. I don't like you saying this about yourself because I haven't met your brother. But I think that you are every bit as important as your brother. Every bit as important as your brother.
Oh.
And I think maybe even more so.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that's how I feel about this situation, Gao. It's all about attitude. I think you need to start maybe changing your behavior a little bit to make yourself number one in the family.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
How would he do that?
Okay, I'll tell you how to do it. First of all, you need to start being kind of unpleasant.
No.
Yeah, and walking around like, I'm in charge here. And enough of this, I'll figure out which hotel rooms people stay in. No, you should be racing, Gao. Do you ever race? Do you ever get in a car and race?
I did, but not professionally, so...
You mean just on the highway when you were in a hurry?
Oh, yes. No, not really. For legal reasons, no.
Oh.
But I did race a bit of go-kart when I was young.
You raced go-karts? Well, mm-hmm. I think go-karts are every bit as respectable as any other machine on the road. And I think you should go back to go-kart racing and yeah. become so good at go-kart yeah. racing and internationally famous at it that everyone forgets. I mean, I can't even say his name, Nguyen, you know, because he's so unimportant to me.
You just said it.
Yeah.
I don't think I said it correctly, did I?
I don't know. I think coordinating is important because yeah. it's like, you can race, but if you don't get to the race, then you're just going around in circles.
Yeah, stay in your lane. Yes. Why not? Why be the second best racer when you can be the best coordinator?
Don't listen to them. Go.
That's an interesting take.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy to be the host.
Yeah, yes.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Go. These people are fools. And Eduardo, you get near that mic again. And you're out of here, see? Out of here.
We got your back, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that yeah. was a good point.
All right, I'm going to fire the guy who knows how to work the equipment. Who built the studio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Conan O'Brien here. My travel series, Conan O'Brien Must Go, is premiering on Max on April 18th. This is a show that kind of grew out of the podcast, mm-hmm. as you guys know.
Yeah.
And I traveled to Norway, Argentina, Thailand, and Ireland to meet some of my fans that I met through the podcast. I have a lot of adventures. I've become a gaucho, a Muay Thai kickboxer. I'm an old lighthouse keeper. I'm a soccer player. I even visit my ancestral town in Ireland. Hmm. They've asked me never to return. You might even see a certain associate producer in my travels. You don't want to miss it. I love saying that when you might be fine with missing it, but I think you'll like it. Watch Conan O'Brien Must Go, available to watch now on Max. Well, Gao, what do you like to drive? Are you a motorcycle guy at all?
Well, given that I work for a motorcycle racing team.
Oh, it's yes, all motorcycle racing.
Oh,
yeah.
How did I? Oh, I forgot.
But yes.
Is Nguyen a motorcycle racer as well?
No, my brother's a car racer.
Oh.
So now I'm confused.
You don't work for his team?
You don't work for your brother's team?
No.
Oh.
I work for, in motor racing, unlike other sports, you know, if you're in athletics or in swimming, you have national teams, right? But given that I work in motorcycles and motorcycles have many brands, you cannot have national team. But the closest thing you can have to a national team is a factory team. Let's say I work for Yamaha Thailand, and you know, Yamaha Thailand factory has its own team that races all around the world.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
Do you ride motorcycles?
I do.
What do you have?
Love riding it.
What do you ride?
The last bike that was lent to me by my late uncle. My late uncle has this 50-60 bike collection
wow.
that he would always bring in to service with us. So the last bike that I rode was a Ducati.
Wow.
Don't tell my boss.
No, that's okay. And I love that you just I love that you just made this motion into a microphone. It's being broadcast around the world. Do you think I might surprise you. I have a motorcycle. That might surprise you.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you ride?
Well, I have to ride something for a tall person. So I got a tall bike, mm-hmm. which is a Suzuki DRZ. You know those?
Oh, that's nice.
It's a high bike, 398cc, and
yep.
That's a bike that I like to tool around on, but because it's all because I have long legs. Mm.
That's cool.
Yeah, Sona, what do you ride?
That's what the fuck? What? I can't even. What do you ride?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
A Telluride 60,
sure.
60,
yeah.
60 HD5.
Yeah. I'm a blue room.
Yeah. Sona rides the bus.
The blue room.
I ride the blue room, the 7 series.
Say what you see.
I ride the microphone series.
Gao, I'm going to try and.
Of the Yamahas.
Now, Gao, I'm going to pull this back to.
Printed paper.
I'm going to pull this back together, okay? Yeah. Because this is, I think we lost our way here. And that's on me, because I'm the coordinator of this discussion.
Right.
And I put us all next to the ice machine. So let me.
That's my racing name.
Yeah. Let me.
Ice machine.
Let me.
Conan the ice machine O'Brien.
Yes. You've heard of the Iceman. I'm the ice machine. Here's what we're going to do. Okay, Gao. I want to summarize, and you tell me if I'm correct. You have grown up in your brother's shadow. Your brother is number one. You say he's handsome. Mm-hmm. He gets all the girls, and he's a he's a champion racer. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have I don't know if it was because your brother was called number one, but you you feel like you make room for your brother. And you help, and you work in a different aspect of racing. Is that true?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's something unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you're assuming a lot about Gao. He could be perfectly happy and should be. What makes you think he's got to replace what his brother is and not just be himself, you know?
Well, first of all, I've never heard of two therapists in one room. It's the kind of therapy I don't believe in. And you had no.
Who's the other therapist?
I'm the therapist here.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and I'm talking to Gao. And Gao, would you would you say that you're a happy person? Because I want to just plant a small seed in your small seed in your brain that deep down. You're enraged at your brother.
Are you projecting? Yeah. Like,
no.
Is one of your brothers like the cool brother?
I just don't see why Neil. I'm sorry. That's my brother's name.
I'm actually on the
why
couch.
Neil gets to
I'm
be the cool
on the
one
couch.
Who gets to have all the Fruit Loops.
Yes, lie on the couch, Gao.
Yeah, I'm on a couch, so should I lie down?
Gao, I have a question. Have you had this is a personal question, you don't have to answer it. Have you had therapy before?
Yeah.
Okay. And did they go did you say yes to having therapy?
Oh no. It's not yet a widespread thing here in Thailand. So.
Right. Right.
I mean people are becoming much more aware of mental illness and mental conditions.
That's good. That's good.
And things like that lately. But
right.
Still, it's not a widespread practice in Thailand.
Sounds like an open field. You could be the number one therapist.
Oh.
Really eclipse your brother.
I mean, I should, my number one customer as a therapist would be myself, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, I feel bad for the people of Thailand because a lot of them are walking around perfectly happy. And if they had therapists, they'd know that they should be miserable. So you need some therapists there to maybe, and people like me to plant, because I met you, Gao, and you seem perfectly happy and charming and nice, and you're good at what you do. But what I want to do is plant the subliminal thought in your head that your brother Nguyen is destroying your life and you must overtake him in some way. And so you must rise in the family. It's like that TV show Succession. You've got to rise. I'm tired of Nguyen walking around strutting his stuff. acting like Mr. Cool with all his lady friends.
Hey, that's what we are. We're the three siblings of Succession.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. Are we?
Yeah.
No, I'm...
Are you the fuck up?
No.
Oh. No, I'm Cousin Greg. I'm the Cousin Greg. But anyway, does any of this make any sense to you, Gao, or is it not ringing true? You can be honest with me.
Well, I mean, I'm perfectly happy, but the next time I see my brother, I'm going to tell him to sleep next to the ice machine.
Yes! 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 Nice! I like that. And tell him Conan O'Brien said so. Okay?
That's a good new slam. Like, hey, yeah. Why don't you go sleep next to the ice machine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good slam. That's a great slam. Use that all yeah. you want, Gao.
Wait till it comes your way. You'll feel it.
Well, listen, Gao, it's very nice talking to you. You seem like a very nice person. And I wish you all the best. Know. And you tell
Thank
your
you.
Brother when you see him, yes, tell him. He's going to sleep by the ice machine. And he better watch his back because Conan O'Brien's coming for him. Okay?
Okay.
And tell him I'm a mean dude with very long legs. That usually scares
people. Well, actually,
people.
You have what it takes to be a motor racing team manager, I say.
So, why did you say racing team manager?
Okay. It's the highest position of the team.
Sleep next to the ice machine, man. We don't got time for you.
That's the when you said you have what it takes to be a racing team, I was like so excited for a second.
I know,
and then you
cool.
said manager.
Yeah.
But you know, that's my fate, Gao. That's my
or
fate.
You can ride.
It's too late.
But then again, you're too tall.
Yeah, I'm also no spring chicken. Is that a phrase that they have in your country? I'm getting a little up there in the years.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. If I crashed, my bones would just all go flying in every different direction, and dogs would catch them and run off with them.
You know, actually, my name means glass in Thai, so I'm pretty fragile as well.
Oh, so wow. Your brother's number one, and you're a fragile glass.
Yes,
that's fantastic. Yeah, how's your brother, whose name translates to "not worth mentioning"? Your young. There are three of us: number one, fragile glass, and not worth mentioning. We live happily. Well, Gao, you take care. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you. If you ever come to Thailand, I'm sure you have more important people to meet. But if
Again,
you ever come to Thailand,
Gao, don't say that. No, if I come to Thailand, I must meet you. Do
and
you understand?
Actively not meet Noon.
Yeah. I'm going to meet you, and I'm going to refuse to talk to your brother. And when he and his lady friends, and trust me, the ladies are going to be flocking to me and not your brother. Because in person and not on Zoom, I'm quite the looker. Why are you making those noises? All right. We'll talk to you later, Gao. Take care.
Thanks, bye. Gao.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Lau, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blayert. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.